Women at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy Little Women at the corner of By. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and Mick Shan. Margaret Presser, Biggie, that's a hell of a bed. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues. It's 12th Street Jump, public radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Woo! Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, and Mike Warren here on the bandstand, along with the lovely Nedra Dixon and yours truly, David Bassey.
Yeah.
Now, this week we celebrate the birthday of jazz trumpet great Arturo Sandoval with our special guest, Stan Kessler.
Woo!
And now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Hello, hello.
Yeah.
Good to be with you again for another hour of fantastic jazz.
We have fantastic jazz. I think a lot of people have some candy set aside to...
I hope so. And to get your head cleared from all this campaigning and political stuff and just have an hour of good music. And we got some great trumpet players tonight.
We've got fantastic trumpet players here tonight.
Don't go anywhere, is
Do
what we're
not.
Telling you.
Now, Pete, you know, on the other side of the world, I don't know if you heard that the European Union received the 2012 Nobel Peace Prize for its work promoting democracy.
Wow.
Lucky for them, the prize money came in dollars instead of euros.
You know, speaking of prizes, the cops got one when they stopped rapper Nelly's tour bus. They found 36 bags of heroin and more than 10 pounds of marijuana.
Wow. Yeah.
Or as Keith Richards calls it, breakfast.
Not necessarily the breakfast of champions.
No.
But here's something that Keith Richards could relate to. A 16-year-old cheerleader in Dallas set a world record. I thought he would. Enjoy this. Wake up, Keith. Set a record by performing 35 consecutive handsprings at a football game. Just goes to show you what you can do when you find out you're not pregnant.
Hey, I'd do a handspring if I could about our own David Bassie, starting off the show with a Kansas City classic by Jay McShann, Confessing the Blues.
Baby, here I stand before you with my heart in my hands. I want you to read it, Mama, hoping that you'll understand. Yeah, baby, Mama, please don't dog me around. I'd rather love you, baby, more than anyone else in town. Because you're so nice and loving, and you have such pleasing ways. If you take me to your home, I'll be there for all my days. That's the truth, Mama. Oh, 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 you know I wouldn't lie. And if I don't love you, baby, well, I swear I hope I die. You want a man like me? Yeah, baby. Don't you want a man like me? You got to think about your future. Forget about your used to be. Sad and dreary, and the sun refused to shine. I'll never be blue and lonely if I know that you are mine, baby. Will you make everything all right? Can I have you today, baby? Or will it be tomorrow night? This is my confession, mama. I am thrilled with all your charms. You know that I'm in heaven when you hold me in your arms. Oh, baby, can I have you for myself? You're meant for me, mama. I don't need nobody else. No.
Mr. David Bassey, ladies and gentlemen.
This week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of jazz trumpet player, pianist, and composer Arturo Sandoval. Born in Cuba, Sandoval began playing music in the village band when he was 13. After trying many instruments, he fell in love with the trumpet. And after 3 years of serious classical trumpet studies at the Cuban National School of Arts, 16-year-old Arturo earned a spot in Cuba's All-Star National Band. After his military service, he started a group with fellow Cubanos Chucho Valdez and Paquito de Rivera.
Arturo Sandoval grew up idolizing Dizzy Gillespie, who he finally got to meet in 1977. Mr. Gillespie became a mentor and colleague, touring with Sandoval in Europe and Cuba and adding him to Dizzy's United Nations Orchestra. In 1990, while touring Spain with Gillespie, Sandoval defected to the United States. He became a naturalized citizen in 1999.
A prolific musician, Arturo Sandoval has recorded with everyone from Johnny Mathis, Paul Anka, Sinatra, Stan Getz, Herbie Hancock, and even Kenny G.
Kenny G?
Yeah. Wow. He played concerts with Celine Dion, Justin Timberlake, and Alicia Keys, and performed at the Super Bowl 29 halftime show with Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine.
We are going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes that Arturo Sandoval has covered in his long career. To get that done, we will need help from a great trumpet player. That would be our special guest, trumpeter, composer, and band leader, Stan Kessler.
All around fine gentleman. Good looking.
Oh, yeah. Especially on the radio.
I know. You're perfect for us, just like me.
Are you okay now, Pete?
Now that you're here?
Yeah, I calmed you down right away, didn't I?
Yeah, everything got better.
Okay.
Talking about Alicia Keys don't hurt either.
Yeah, I'm the antithesis of Alicia Keys.
Well, we're talking about Arturo Sandoval tonight and celebrating his music. And I heard you say he's technically great. Break it down for me.
Yeah,
why?
Great's an understatement. And he's spectacular, really. I mean, you know, in Cuba, they learn how to play high, fast, and loud immediately from day one. It's just one of those things. You've got to have a lot of chops to pull off the Afro-Cuban music, you know, which is very intense. And, you know, it's really dance music, but it's all over the top, and you got to be over the top of the top kind of thing.
So they're taught high, loud, and fast. You know, you're a Kansas City musician. What are you taught here?
Low, slow, and cool.
But I have to imagine, now you're a guy, that your group, Sons of Brazil, now there's got to be some paths that you all share.
Yeah, there is. It's you know, Latin music in general, I mean, it's all straight eighth notes. It's dance music. It's all dance music, really, and there's that compelling rhythmic bed underneath everything that drives it. And so in that way, Afro-Cuban and Brazilian music is very similar.
It's always a pleasure to have you here, man.
It's always good to be here.
Let's get you playing some music.
Okay.
Hey, Joe, what are we going to start with?
This is a Tad Dameron tune that Dizzy Gillespie also played a lot, and Arturo Sandoval recorded. It's called Hot House. Thank you.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues? Who stepped in something in his alligator shoes? Who's got it bad? Who's got bent? Who hocked his saxophone so he could pay the rent? Who spent it all on fast women and booze? Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
Who's got the blues? Well, everybody's got the blues, whether you're rich, poor, or undecided. The blues is you.
That's right, Pearl. And this week, I checked in with our affiliate WJAB 90.9 in Huntsville, Alabama, for a heads up on the local blues and jazz scene. Now, they introduced me to Shelly Saxman Williams, who's on the line right now. Welcome to 12th Street Jump. Shelly, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Pete.
All right, man. Now, we're going to ask you some random questions, and then we're going to sing a blues jam based on your answers. So, where are you from?
It's called the Rocket City, but it's Huntsville, Alabama.
Well, I think they should just go with Rocket City. Do you have any pre-gig rituals?
Nah, just get to the gig on time.
Now, what's a signature you're going to hear when listening to an Alabama musician?
Because there's a lot of blues in this area, we get into those blues scales and we'll lock you down real hard.
All right.
I believe you. Now, what's your funniest story from a jazz gig?
Trying to watch people dance to jazz. And sometimes they're able to take the flow of the music and the body move in the right direction. And other times they still act like they're dancing to rock music, and pretty much you playing take five and they doing take seven or something, and they just totally don't go with the beat of the music.
I believe it. That's my dancing. Now, what's your new album called?
Getting to Know You. It's sort of like when you meet someone, you actually go out on the first date, but you don't know one another. And then in the end, you pretty much come to the conclusion that I might want to meet this person again, or, whoa, that was the date I could never have again in my life.
I've had a few of those.
All right, Shelly, it's now time for the most important question, and that is, what gives you the blues?
Politics.
Oh, well, tough time of year for you right now.
Really?
Hey, Pete. How about getting us started with Shelly Saxman Williams Blues?
Watching people dance to jazz throws Shelly for a loop. He says some look like funky chickens are headed for the coop, but their feet always look like they're trying not to step in doggy poop.
And take seven.
Huntsville is home to Saxman. Rocket City's what it's called. The improv is his place of jazz, or to get a blues assault. If you can't find the music in this town, well, it sure ain't Shelly's fault.
His album, Getting to Know You. You know, it's like going to the prom. You hope your date's a hot one, then she turns out to be a bum.
Oh.
That's what you get for lying, baby, on eHarmony.com.
Politics gives Shelly the blues. Don't care if you're blue or if you're red. He does not want to hear it.
No.
Campaigning gives him an ache in his head. So instead of talking politics, go buy his CD instead.
Who's got the blues? Who's got the blues?
What?
Who stepped in something in his alligator shoes?
Shelly.
All right, and there it is. Shelly, thank you for being with us. We'd like to thank you.
I want to thank 12th Street Jump for giving me a call, Pete, because it gives me an opportunity to tell everyone to buy my music at cdbaby.com.
Isn't he cool?
Good luck with the CD sales.
Coolest cat around. I'm going to have to get down to Huntsville.
CDBaby.com.
Yeah, getting to know you is the album.
Pete, you might get a date if you buy that CD.
I'll do anything I can.
Pete, I would give you a date without the CD.
All right, everybody, we're pitching in.
All right, y'all, don't go anywhere because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
You know, for decades, 12th Street in Kansas City has been the place to be for jazz musicians and great jazz music. At joints like the Reno Club, they'd stay up all night trying to learn each other's licks and outplay each other in sessions they called cutting contests.
We're going to keep that tradition alive here on 12th Street with a little cutting contest of our own. Now, nobody gets cut. It is just a really great way to hear two great players trading riffs and taking the music further. Please welcome this week's cutting contestant, Nate Nall.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, Nate Nall?
Doing great.
I told you I love that, Nate. So, Nate, where are you from originally?
I'm from Cape Girardeau, Missouri. It's about an hour and a half south of St. Louis, in between St. Louis and Memphis.
Okay, so caught in between the two, but you are now making your home here in Kansas City?
Yeah, I came up here to study jazz with Bobby Watson at UMKC. And the scene's just been great, and I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Now, Nate, I have to ask you, we're talking about Arturo Sandoval starting at 13. When did you start playing?
I started about the same time. I started in seventh grade. I was 13 years old as well. So,
children, if you're listening at this time, pick up that instrument. It's now time to begin right around the seventh grade level. A couple of other questions. Who motivates you in music? Some of your inspirations.
Just the jazz tradition. I love Clifford Brown and Blue Mitchell and guys like that. And, you know, I actually take lessons with Stan, so... Having him here and playing with him is great. And, you know, my family and where I come from a background where I spent a lot of time playing in the church. So that, you know, is an inspiration as well.
Okay, so we've got several inspirations. We need to get you playing, though. Joe, what do you have here for our cutting contestant this week?
All right. Stan and his student are going to do battle on this Kurt Vile tune. This is called Speak Low.
Thank you. was Speak Love with Stan Kessler and Nate Nall, ladies and gentlemen. And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think the Detroit Tigers had a quick, bad week, how about these Blues in the News?
Ann Romney made some meatloaf. Said it's her family's favorite course.
Now, you know she don't do her own cooking. What's wrong with y'all?
That's what she told Rachel Ray.
Okay.
It's a meal Mitt will endorse.
Oh.
But when Rachel wasn't looking, I think Ann fed it to her horse.
Ah!
Was it made of money?
Arnold's doing a sequel.
No.
Yep, about our favorite big barbarian.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Arnold, he's no sweetie. That would just be contrarian. Now he needs a horse with handrails to play Conan the sexagenarian.
Justin Bieber tossed his cookies. Lady Gaga hurled her crumbs. These two should play together at a show sponsored by Tums.
Don't mess with chicks named Sandy. That gal left a messy bruise.
Yes, she is.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Here's Stan Kessler and the band with a Duke Jordan tune that Arturo Sandoval recorded on his tribute to Clifford Brown album, Jordan. Thank you.
Jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz, jazz.
So if you like jazz like we like jazz, then check out this week's CD releases. David Bassey, what's going on?
Oh man, the CDs are flowing in the world of jazz. Lots of cool new music. John DeVersa. Artful Joys is new one. His dad was Jay DeVersa, trumpeter with the Stan Kenton Orchestra. Since we've got a trumpet show today, a brand new one from John DeVersa, and it's a crazy, crazy CD from Chicago. Sam Fazio, I Wish You Love. It's directly to you, Pete. Sam Fazio, and singing the ballads and doing it. And you know what? I got my first. You feel the chill in the air, don't you?
Yeah.
I got my first Christmas CD today.
Oh,
yeah. I wish I had a sleigh bell. Ching, 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 ching. Christmas Dreaming from Susie Arioli and Jordan Officer.
Huh.
Jazzing all the way.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Now, besides Arturo Sandoval, we celebrate birthdays this week. A vibraphone and percussion master, Larry Bunker. And jazz originals, Mez Mezro and Muggsy Spanier. It's the birthday week of vocalist Chris Connor, Jane Monheit, and Patricia Barber. And happy birthday to guitarist Russell Malone, pianist Ralph Sutton, bassist David S. Ware, and another great saxophonist and composer Don Byron. And let's all shout happy birthday to the king
happy
of Kansas City Blues.
King Kansas City Blues.
He's the best shouter of them all, Big Joe Turner. And to learn more about all of these cats, sign up on our website at 12thstreetjump.com for our weekly e-blast. You'll get more information on upcoming shows, links to our featured artist recordings, and our very own YouTube channel. How about that? Where you can watch this week's Blues in the News all over again.
Wow.
It's what's happening this week in jazz.
You live like jazz. And you've got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile like crazy man wild jazz. Yeah, jazz. Ooh, jazz. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the
way. Don't go anywhere. There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Thank you.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come and catch and check your hats out. Leave this joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. So this week, check out the Chris Green Quartet at Trios in South Bend. And now that things have dried out in Beantown, don't miss the young saxophone prodigy Grace Kelly at Schuller's. And South Florida jazz fans gotta be pumped. The Miami Jazz Fest is just around the corner.
Pharoah Sanders, whose birthday we celebrated a few weeks ago, brings his quartet to Birdland in New York City. While the Starlight Supper Club Lounge in Portland, Oregon plays host to one of the most unique bands on the scene, Three Leg Torso.
The Taj Mahal Trio gets it going at Jazz Alley in Seattle. And join our friend Shelley Williams at the Improv in Huntsville for Kelly O'Neill. And right here in Kansas City, check out Stan Kessler's Sons of Brazil at the Take Five Coffee Bar. And Nedra's group, their fantastic Book of Gaia at the Gym Theater. It's like I always say, why sit at home when you could be out jumping? So Book of Gaia, Nedra, yeah. Is that like a binder full of women?
It is. Myself, Angela Hagenbach, and Pamela Baskin-Watson. We're a vocal trio.
Sounds good to me.
Bud Powell wrote it. Arturo Sandoval recorded it. Now here's Stan Kessler and the band to perform Parisian Thoroughfare. Thank you. Dan Kessler and the 12th Street Jump Band, the Parisian Thoroughfare. Hey, Pete. You know, I have to admit, now that the election is over, I am so going to miss...
What, the lies, the fibs, the half-truths, Ann Romney's cooking?
All of that, and 999.
It was like your favorite sitcom, The Big Blame Theory.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know about you, but I've either got the flu or the election day blues.
Rick Perry's back in Texas. His big hair's got a trimming. Herman Cain is hiding, 'cause his wife found two more women.
Newt Gingrich keeps on flirting, but all his interns, well, they refused. Calista's got his checkbook. I've got the election day blues.
Michelle Bachmann looks crazy, those big eyes hardly blinking. Sarah Palin keeps on yakking, though her brain is never thinking.
John Boehner's getting tanner. That guy has way too many hues. Like us, poor John's a-crying. He's got election day blues.
Santorum keeps on whining. Can't Google his last name. Mitt Romney lost the canine vote. That car roof was to blame.
John Huntsman's back in Utah. Joe Biden, he's irate. Chris Christie's looking thinner. Sandy blew away his plate.
Mitt Romney crunched the numbers. 47 got left out. Paul Ryan has a budget, says the poor can do without.
Oh, Murdoch and Todd Akins, they're both making medical news. Ooh, the campaign's finally over. Give them election day blues.
The far right veering,
Iran fearing, Biden sneering,
opponent smearing,
four more years of election day blues.
Well, now that's out of our system. Let's get our cutting contestant, Nate Nall, to join Stan and the band on a Clifford Brown tune, The Blues Walk.
Thank you.
and gentlemen, that's our show. For helping us celebrate the music of Arturo Sandoval, give it up for Stan Kessler. And how about our fantastic cutting contestant, Nate Nall?
And keep it going for the best band in the business, the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on the bass, musical director Joe Cartwright on piano. And how about these vocalists, David Bassey, Nedra Dixon.
We had help from audio engineer Chad Mice and production assistant Brenna Hayes, upload manager Brett Schlegel, and our producer Ian York. This week's show was written by Paul Seaburn and the gang.
12th Street Jump is produced by Theater League, enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd like to thank TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, don't forget to like us on Facebook at 12th Street Jump. Follow me on Twitter at 12th Street Pete and sign up for those e-blasts at 12thstreetjump.com.
Join us next week for a show from the 12th Street Jump Archives as we celebrate the birthday of jazz flute player Hubert Laws with our special guest Horace Washington and New York cabaret star Mark Winkler. Until then, I'm Pearl McDonald.
And I'm Pete Weber. We'll see you next week on 12th Street, where it's always
jumping!